Amen. Praise God. Well, looks like everyone wants to pick on my scripture that I'm going to use today. I'm in Psalm 105. And Steve preached on this earlier today and brought up some interesting points. Scott touched on it. But I want you to look at something a little different here, because there's two themes going on here. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. In verse 2, sing unto him, sing praises, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Now see, when most people read this, they see one item. I see two. In verse 1, he's calling upon God's people to make known his wondrous works. How do you make known his wondrous works if they be not done? And how can they be done if his people don't do them? Jesus came to show the Father. The prophets came to do the works of God and to give out his word. Many people think in this day and time that you have to be special to do the works of God. That somehow or another you have to be a predestinated, called and anointed one of God to do his works. You look at the prophets of old, Jeremiah, Daniel. These were predestinated men. But there was a guy by the name of Elijah. Elijah was a Tishbite. He was a Tishbite. That's pretty low on the totem pole. And he got a hold of the word of God and he read it. And he compared what was going on in Israel with the word of God, and he stood up and he proclaimed, where is the Lord God of Israel? Let all of these things that are written be done unto Israel. Let there be no rain upon the earth until I say otherwise. And I paraphrase that. That got the attention of God. I can just see Michael up there saying, who's that? And Gabriel over here, well, I don't know. I can see the Father saying, you better check him out. And immediately God began to train Elijah to be a prophet. He wasn't preordained. He was just a regular seed of Adam who chose to believe God's word. And through him, he manifested God's greatness and his goodness. God had a vessel he could use. Have you heard it said, I want to be a tool in the hand of God? Have you heard that said? Well, I'll tell you what, you will not hear that from me. You will never hear it from me, because the tool is put away and cast aside when its usefulness is done with. Do you want to be cast aside and put away when your usefulness is done with? Then let's be the hand of God. if we be the body of Christ, if you be a believer on the name of Jesus Christ, you are part of his body, not a tool to be picked up and thrown away, but part of his body that has the power of the Father in them. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, calling upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Be prepared to walk in that anointing that God freely gives to those who seek him. You don't have to worry about being predestinated. There are those that are predestinated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But the predestinated come to show the seed of Adam that there's a way for them to join in also. And in the seed of Adam will grab hold of the word of God and dare to believe it. Then it doesn't matter who you are. You can make known his glorious power and his glorious ways. In my years serving God, I've seen God move in wondrous ways. I've seen his power many, many times. Some of them that are here in this room have seen his power move. And some of those that are listening right now by internet or by listening to the recording have seen the power of God move through this minister. But why me? Why not you? All it takes is to seek his face. All it takes is to want to do his will. All it takes is to lay down your will, your desires, your plans, and pick up his. That's all it takes. Not that big a deal, is it? It's easy. It really is easy. The hard part is wanting to do it. If you be a Christian, if you believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and have given your life over to him, then you are one of the sons of God. And you have the authority to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to raise the dead, to preach his gospel, to perform his miracles, to show forth the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. And until you do, you can go forth and tell others of the goodness of the Lord that you've seen. See, two parts. Talk about all of his wonderful works. But seek to be a partaker of performing those works that others may believe. Amen. Amen. I'm done.